So I'm still in bed, still wandering about like a lost soul among the stands, sitting down to tea, and I meet Tom Barrett. Tom, somebody that I used to read, it seemed like, his blogs every day. He used to write huge, detailed, fabulous posts about teaching, using ICT in a classroom, using games, using all sorts of stuff. And about, it seems 6 months, half a year, maybe a year ago, things went quiet for Tom as he left the classroom. I'm going to ask him to talk a wee bit about what he's been doing, because I think he's been doing some interesting educational stuff. So it's over to you, Tom.
Thanks, John. It's been quite a year, really. And it's strange to come back to that, because this was kind of this time last year, I was in the midst of kind of deciding what's going to happen with my career. But basically, I've ended up working with Ewan McIntosh for his little company. So we're working with Notosh, and it's a very different type of role than I've had. The variety is the most amazing thing. And so you kind of mentioned there about going under the radar, and I've kind of got blog guilt. I'll admit it. I will admit I've got blog guilt.
So you should.
Yeah, I know. But it's just time to do that. And, you know, I still find, you know, at the moment it's still tricky to kind of find the kind of quality time to post. And I still don't think I've kind of struck a routine with that, you know, being out of the classroom. I'm not short of ideas, and I'm not short of things that I can write about. It's just striking a kind of a good balance between the types of work that we're doing at the moment. So, but you know, the year that I have had is kind of been tumultuous, you know, up and down. And, you know, I had still a term to go this time last year, a term to go in school, and I kind of left my deputy post, and to be honest, quite happily left it behind. Yeah. for pastures new, and Ewan and my sort of stars were aligned. You know, we ended up kind of heading that direction, right, in the right direction together. So it was an opportunity I took, and we basically 8 months down the line, we're working with schools in Australia, and we've been in Taipei working with a European school out there. You know, I've been to the Toulouse International School last summer working with them for a couple of days of inset. And it's, you know, I've been doing things like working with games and doing kind of helping develop reading games and web kind of products, and doing really creative stuff, which is, you know, something that a world that I've never really experienced, but I've always wanted to kind of get into. And yes, deep down there is blog guilt, which I need to kind of do something about. So, John, you know, John standing next to me saying you used to do this and you used to do that, and I've got terrible guilt now. I'm looking down at the ground like a school child being told.
One thing interesting there, Tom, is you're saying you're busier now than you used to be as a teacher.
It's just a different type of busy, yeah. You know. It's just
less scheduled.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's a different type of, you know, to be kind of different type of immersion in what you were doing. And the variety is something that I've just love. You know, I love the variety that's going on right now in my job. And it's I go from one project that's completely different to the next. You know, when we were in Australia working with, we were working with a large independent school one day, and the next day we were down in Melbourne doing work with a Green Party. And it's the type of work that we do in our little company. But so I haven't got like a rigid timetable like we used to have. And you know, the thing now is it's very fluid and it changes all the time. So but it's really, really exciting, and it's the variety that I like.
So are the ideas, say, from political campaigning, do you think that spills over into education? Is that a useful thing to bring into education?
Well, yeah, I mean,
or vice versa?
Well, the thing is, like, when we were working with the Greens, and when, you know, you've been talking to Ewan about his work with the SNP, I kind of felt, well, you know, what contribution I could make. And the thing is, like, what I know and the things that I've developed is communities. You know, I understand about a community, yeah. An online community, you know, through blogs or through Twitter. I understand that kind of notion of developing a community and engaging people in a community. And so even though I felt I probably didn't have much to contribute to those sessions around political digital campaigning, I still did in the end. And it was something that was, you know, it was still positive. It was quite enjoyable to do.
Because you obviously when on Twitter you were the sort of arch organiser for a while of educational stuff,
yeah.
So that obviously transmits straight away to
well, it does, isn't
politics,
it?
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of I was worried about that, but you know, looking at it on a bigger scale, you know, you see that it's just about communities. You know, it's just about using those tools to develop that community. So
brilliant, thank you very much, Tom. That's right on the wire for 5 minutes for audio.